Doomsday Preppers is a TV show on Netflix. It's a documentary-style program following the lives of different families and individuals who are preparing for the end of the world as we know it. To each one of them, it is a reality. It is a way of life for them. The very first episode follows a couple preparing for a catastrophe, a polar switch, which is where the North and the South Poles swap position, resulting in huge earthquakes and the end of civilization as we know it. They are two members of a 22-person group that are preparing for this particular catastrophe. Their house is purpose-made from 9 steel shipping containers, and they are even shown during the documentary shooting rifles at it to make sure that it can withstand an attack from small arm fire. From their roof, they can see 2 miles in every direction, enabling them to defend against any attackers. Their home is totally self-sufficient. They have solar and wind generators. They have a methane digester for fuel for cooking. They spend 50 hours a week stockpiling on food, designing defenses, and designing gadgets to help them survive the end of the world. They cook 8 meals a day, adding food to every single day. They are adding food to their existing stockpile of food, which currently weighs in at 50,000 pounds in weight of food, enough to last the 22 people 15 years. As I said, they are part of a 22 person team, all of whom are fully prepared to defend their future. And that is just their plan A. Their plan B, they have a secondary location 12 hours north of their main home, should their main home become compromised. They can load up several second-hand buses that have been specially adapted so that they can load them with 10,000 pounds worth of food, 310 gallons of water, and all of their animals inside an hour, and they can run to their secondary location. The show follows different preppers preparing for different scenarios: financial crash, devastating earthquakes, nuclear power plant catastrophes. The list goes on and on. There are groups of people all around the world preparing for events which will be a end of this world event, but none of them know what the exact event will be. They look at a fig tree and they can see fruit ripening, but they don't know what it means. They're looking at the physical signs, and they can only attribute physical events, and they can only plan physically. We in the church have the knowledge which only a very, very few people have on this earth at the moment. We know the chain of events which will be the end of the age as we know it. This age is going to end very, very soon, and we look around the world and we see the end time events that Christ spoke about when he was on the earth, that he revealed to Mr. Armstrong, who then taught us. When we look at that fig tree ripening, we should see the end time events that have been prophesied and see the spiritual nature of what is unfolding, the very return of the Messiah coming to rule this earth in power and glory. Question I have today is, just as the physical preppers are we preparing for a physical event by stockpiling food and preparing themselves, are we preparing ourselves for the return of Christ? But turn please to Matthew 6. We'll start in Matthew 6, which is scripture very well known. And we'll start in verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, not about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather in their barns. Yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add more than one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, arrayed in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you will need all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. We can see, like I said, those end time events coming just as the doomsday preppers can. But we have to have a different perspective. One that was shown to us many years ago, taught to us by the end time apostle. And we can see those end time events. We are commanded not to stockpile food, not to prepare physically to save our human physical lives, but to seek the kingdom of God. Dropping back up to verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust can destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what should we be building reserves up of? Very valid question. Let's turn to Matthew 25. Again, words given to us directly from Christ. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now we know from Psalm 119, verse 105, that your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path. So the virgins referred to are those that have the Bible. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The oil being referred to is the Holy Spirit. And notice it isn't in the lamp, it is in a separate vessel. It is within the wise virgins themselves, in our minds, showing us how to understand God's word written for us in the Bible. In verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And we can see down through the ages, ever since Christ was on the earth, the church has gone through stages of slumbering and sleeping. And even in this end time age, where we were awoken by the end time apostle, after his death, we have all slumbered and slept again. Some are still slumbering, because the Lord delays his return. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out and meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore that you shall neither, for ye neither know the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. God expects us to prepare ourselves for the return of his Son. We don't have an automatic entrance ticket into the wedding banquet just because we come to church every week. We have to put the time and effort into preparing for Christ's return, in having a supply of oil in our vessels. The wise virgins turned to the foolish virgins and told them, Go and buy oil from those who sell it. Regarding that term, to buy oil of the Holy Spirit, Mr. Armstrong said in his sermon, 18th of April, 81, You know, you sort of have to buy the Holy Spirit when you stop and think about it. You have to give up, not money. You don't give up money, you have to give up yourself. You have to give up your own way of life. You have to repent. And you have to begin to believe, and you have to give yourself to God, and that is the way you receive the Holy Spirit. It is something which takes time and effort. It is not possible to fill our vessel instantly. We can't stockpile our oil, the Holy Spirit, but we can increase how much we have. In the modern age of instant everything, if we want something, those of us living in the Western world can buy it instantly. If you want oil, I checked this out. I was Googling how quickly can I buy oil for my car. It was 22.34 when I googled on Amazon, I could have oil delivered for my car the very next day. Unfortunately, the Holy Spirit is not something that is like that. We have to put time and effort in. We can't stockpile a supply of oil and then sit back, because the Holy Spirit flows through us. We have to daily ask for the oil. If we stop our study, our prayer, our fasting and meditation, we will slip and slide all the way back into the world that we see around us. We have to continue daily. I found it very interesting that the doomsday preppers that I referred to haven't stopped preparing themselves. Each day, they cook those additional meals to grow their supply of food. Likewise, we have to do the same. The Passover is the start of the journey with the sacrifice of Christ. Unleavened bread pictures us coming out of sin. Pentecost is where the Holy Spirit is given to us. And then there's a long time period between Pentecost and trumpets, where Christ returns, taking his place as rightful ruler of this planet. We're in that time period now, between Pentecost and coming up to trumpets. This is the time period where we are to prepare. We are to actually action ourselves. We have to prepare for the return of Christ to ensure that we have oil in our vessel. Just going back up to verse 14, in verse 25. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man travelling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. To he who had received 5 talents, he came and brought him 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And he also who received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you would be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground, and look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gathered where I have not scattered. Therefore you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, that at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. The wise virgins take the gift of the Holy Spirit and they make it grow. Those that had 5 talents into the 10, and those that had 2 talents into 4. And the foolish virgin took the oil and sat it on the side and did nothing with it. They had no oil for their lamps. They were not preparing for the return of Christ. In conclusion, with physical eyes wide open, there are many people around this world who can see it spinning faster and faster into a huge calamity of some kind, but they do not know what the calamity will be or exactly when. Is it a polar switch, financial crash, earthquakes, floods, food shortage, disease, plague, war, or some other kind of disaster on the horizon? But they are preparing in their minds to survive. We in the wider church are the 10 virgins. We have all been given the Holy Spirit if we are baptized, and those who aren't have it working with them, and that we've all been shown the prophecies of the end of this age. But the foolish virgins have let their vessels run dry of the oil, and they can't use the lamp properly. They can't read the signs of the times, and they have become drunk with the drunkards. The wise virgins are taking the Holy Spirit and putting it into effect, and they're putting effort into increasing it. Yes, it is a gift from God, but we also have to put 100% effort into taking that talent and making it grow. The good servants went and traded and made more talents. Are we going to stand before Christ and say, here is your talent back, which I hid in the ground? Or are we filling our vessel with oil and preparing to stand in front of Christ to be able to say, here is the talent you gave me, and here are the extra talents that I have traded and gained beside them. Just as the physical doomsday preppers are increasing their reserves to survive, we need to keep increasing the oil in our vessels so that we can stand before Christ. And the answer given to every one of those wise virgins who prepared for the return of Christ will be, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."